the updates we have thus far are, number one, the driver of the vehicle, the quote-unquote limousine, did not have the appropriate driver's license to be operating that vehicle. Second, that vehicle was inspected by the New York State Department of Transportation last month and failed inspection and was not supposed to be on the road. We don't yet know the cause of the accident, if it was a vehicle malfunction, if it was a driver malfunction, driver error. That's part of the ongoing investigation between the NTSB and the state police. The name of the company was Prestige Limousine. We're doing a cease and desist order to stop Prestige Limousine from operating until the investigation is concluded. But that's what we know so far, and the investigation is ongoing.
Anything about
after
speed?
After the 2015 crash on Long Island involving the limousine and the bridesmaids, I know a grand jury made a recommendation for a state panel to look into limousine safety. Is that something you'll reconsider now, given this accident?
Well, we have, the federal government has the primary set of regulations for limousines, buses, etc. They basically fall under the bus regulatory system, which is a federal system. I don't know that this is a situation where we can find a new law or a new regulation. You know, the instinct is always, we need a new law, we need a new regulation. Sometimes the issue is, the law worked fine and the regulation worked fine. They were just broken. Here the law was, the driver needed what's called a CDL, commercial driver license, with a passenger endorsement. The driver did not have that proper license. The law here was, you need your vehicle to pass inspection. And this vehicle was inspected just last month, and it failed inspection. The owner of the company, in my opinion, because there'll be legal consequences, but the owner of the company had no business putting a failed vehicle on the road. So we'll go through the whole situation, but sometimes we have the laws, we have the regulations, they're broken.